Foremole Erm took out a small moledion and twiddled the opening bars of the jig, which was a great favourite with the Abbey babes. Ruggam and Bickle deserted their seats and joined the little ones prancing up and down. Sister Vernal looked at them quizzically.
You two aren't on Abbott's report. You don't have to do what Skipper asks.
Grinning from ear to ear, Ruggam replied,
You and Troy and Stappers, marm.
Away the babes went like a miniature whirlwind, jigging, hopping, leaping and singing wildly.
Beach honey with honey and honey and honey, get a big pot here and pour it on thick. Honey and honey, so golden and sunny, we'll stir it all up with a green willow stick. Now your head like your tail, stop it on canopy, drawing up a board and around in a loop. But it's like the bees do the round and three, like a fetch me a bowl of the honey bee soup. Bumblebee, don't stumble or tumble, come out of the clouds now, back to your hives. Fly back to your home, sir, and fill up each comb, there for grandmas and grandpas and babies and wives. Stripe, go with lovely down gold, and the fairy band bow to your partner, and you're the great woo! Now for the square on your merry find your bear, a bowl of your favourite bumblebee soup.
Right back to the first verse the little creatures went. Paws joined as they whizzed around the orchard at an alarming rate. Mem shook her head in despair.
Will you just look at that villain Rubel? I tried to teach him the flipping wires a dozen or more times, but will he pay attention, what? Indeed he won't. Rumpety-tum, that's all he'll sing, the little bounder. Listen to him, rumpety-tum, rumpety-tum, rumpety-bloomin'-tum.
Foremole Erm nodded admiringly as Rubel vaulted over his lap and shot off around the pear trees.
But he do have a fine turn of paw, ma'am. There goes he mole child after my own heart, poor I.
Malbon Grimp agreed wholeheartedly with him.
I don't think I'd be worrying about learning words if I could dance half as good as Rubel.
Criculus, who was sitting on the other side of Malbon, looked rather gloomy all of a sudden. He murmured to his companions.
I don't expect it'll rain or storm tonight. That's what the block on us, going out to search for Brocco.
Malbon pondered his words for a few moments before replying.
You could be right there, but I don't intend letting the weather or lack of it get in our way. All we need to do is to keep out of the way of those crows. Suppose I was to ask Logalog and one of those big otters from Skipper's crew to come with us. Surely a Gowsome chieftain and that hefty young otter Chirk could get us through quietly without upsetting those birds.